Chapter 1. The Popular Culture Collection. Anyone who thinks a museum is a collection of boring, dusty objects doesn't know the Smithsonian. With more than 140 million objects in its keeping, the Smithsonian has something for everyone. There is even a division that collects popular culture items. Popular culture includes things such as music, movies, and television that interest everyone. Let's look at two parts of this division, television and sports. Television. Want to get an up-close and personal look at Mr. Spock's ears? The Smithsonian has a pair, and if that's not enough Star Trek memorabilia for you, they've got a phaser from the original Star Trek series of the 1960s, too. Caption. Fred Rogers, of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, donated his famous red sweater to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian doesn't just collect small things. In 1991, the famous chef Julia Child gave her whole kitchen to the Smithsonian. The National Museum of American History rebuilt it. Now you can see where she cooked for television viewers and for friends and family. Have you ever seen the TV show MASH? It was very popular in the 1970s and 1980s. After it ended, the Smithsonian acquired two of its sets, the Swamp and the OR, Operating Room. Along with the sets came props. Many are actual relics of the Korean War, which was the setting for the show. The Smithsonian also has 10 years of television scripts stored in the museum's archives. Caption. The first teddy bear is in the museum's collection. It was named after President Teddy Roosevelt. Caption. These are the ruby slippers Judy Garland wore when she played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.